Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Suzanne Monahan. Here's what's happening. Officials in Delaware State are closing in on the bear that's been spotted running around northern Wilmington. KYW's Tim Jimenez is there.
We're here at 14th and DuPont, stuck in a coffee shop. Police ordered everyone to stay inside somewhere as they're trying to get a control of the situation and try to, you know, locate the bear and corner the bear here. But it's been, as you mentioned, roaming around some of these backyards here in this area. It started about 9 o'clock when the sighting was first reported here. And every so often you're going to see what we see here. We see officers running maybe from one location to the next.
There were bear sightings late last week and over the weekend in Delaware County. It's unclear if the bear in Wilmington is the same one. A star football player at Mastery Charter School will be laid to rest today. 18-year-old Sewall Gillard was tragically shot and killed on Sunday. He was a star football player and very popular among fellow students. His seventh grade teacher called him a good kid.
Outstanding leader in the classroom, in the building, on the football field, but most importantly, a good heart.
Students and teachers marched from the school near 4th and Market to Penn's Landing on Wednesday. Head coach John Davidson said he was shocked when he heard the news.
It just hurts. It's a shame. Just a really good kid, special kid.
Officers arrested Gillard's twin brother on Monday. He's charged with murder, gun possession, and other crimes. No other details about the circumstances of the shooting have been released. Philadelphia City Council members this week gave preliminary approval to slashing the 10-year tax abatement, but the bill they approved faces a major hurdle. For one, Mayor Kenney is pumping the brakes on the bill. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb explains.
The bill would take effect in July. That means developers with projects in the works would rush to get the full 10-year abatement before that. But the Department of Licenses and Inspections is not equipped to deal with such a rush. The mayor's chief of staff testified the administration was supportive of the bill, but asked for a start date of July 2021, as did affordable housing activists concerned about planned projects.
Council declined to consider amending the bill, so administration officials say if the bill gets to the mayor with the current start date of this July, he may veto it, and council would have to start from scratch next term with four new members. Amending it now would mean either a suspension of council rules or adding an extra session to the end of the term. The Trump administration finalized a rule on Wednesday that tightens up qualifications for SNAP food stamp benefits by strictly enforcing work requirements. The administration plans to press states whose governors allowed able-bodied students to get SNAP benefits. KYW's Cherry Gregg reports who the change will affect.
The new rule will raise waiver requirements to a 6% unemployment rate, impacting 700,000 folks across the country.
It is just going to jeopardize food security for about 92,000 Pennsylvanians.
Department of Human Services Secretary Teresa Miller says it will disproportionately impact Pennsylvanians with barriers to employment.
The new rule, effective April 1st, will save nearly $5.5 billion over 5 years, but could ultimately reduce SNAP benefits for millions of recipients. The USDA says the rule change will not impact those with dependents, the disabled, or those over age 50. Burlington County authorities have charged a 60-year-old former physician with doling out opioid painkillers and committing insurance fraud. For 3 years, Morris Starkman allegedly handed out some 1.4 million doses of everything from oxycodone to fentanyl from his Bordentown office. Details from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Burlington County Prosecutor Scott Kofina says it was enough to provide 3 doses to every man, woman, and child in the county.
He basically just threw his medical judgment out the window and prescribed as the patients came back, and most of their appointments for follow-up were simply to get their prescriptions renewed.
One of Starkman's patients suffered a fatal overdose 4 years ago, but there was insufficient evidence to connect the drugs to his death.
The doctor surrendered his medical license in April of last year. Starkman faces 14 criminal counts of fraud and drug distribution, each of which carries a potential 10-year prison term if convicted. He's free for now as the matter proceeds to a grand jury for possible indictment. That's the All Local. I'm Suzanne Monahan. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.